Let us bow our hearts in prayer. Holy, loving, and gracious Father in heaven above, we come before thee this evening hour, this midweek service, so that we can give thee thanks and honor to glorify thy name, to hear thy blessed and most holy word, word of life, to proclaim thy great salvation. So, Father in heaven, we ask thee to open our hearts and our mind and our ears, that we would listen, gladly receive it, and live by it. Bless our gathering, Father, and be with us. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. With God's help, I would like to find and read from the Gospel according to St. Luke from chapter 19. St. Luke chapter 19. Let's read first 10 verses to God's honor and glory. St. Luke chapter 19, first 10 verses. Sveto Evanđelje po Luki 19. glava prvih 10 stihova. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. May God bless. Dear ones, as always, it is a blessing to be in the house of God. Even on the weekday, we should be happy and glad that we are able to come to be refreshed, to receive God's blessing, to read from His Word, to meditate upon it, to listen to God's message, to receive His blessing, to receive the strength that we need. This evening hour, we have a portion of the chapter speaks about a publican. Just last Sunday, Brother spoke a little bit about another publican, Levi. His name was Matthew, and we know that he was the one that ended up writing the gospel according to St. Matthew. He was a publican who was considered to be a sinner in the eyes of the Jewish people, and he was a sinner. Just like this publican here. Now, this publican was the chief among the publicans. Chief of the sinners. But he converted, just like Matthew converted. God's hand is not shortened that he cannot reach, and his ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. God is close to us. God's hand can always reach even the greatest sinner in the world. It is our sin that separates man from God. It starts here, it says, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. He was on his way to Jerusalem. He was about to be crucified, to die on the cross, to be spit upon. For people to mock him, beat him, laugh at him. He was about to die on the cross, on Calvary, for our sins, for the sins of the whole world. And yet, he is passing through Jericho, and he stops there to save a soul. How many people would knowingly go to a place where they would be crucified, they would die, and think about saving someone? It would have such a great anxiety and fear. And the last thing on anyone's mind would be to stop and save someone from destruction. So Jesus comes through Jericho, the green oasis, the city of palm trees, that's what it's called in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy. Beautiful city. It says that, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was a chief among the publicans, and he was rich. The reason he was rich, we all know about publicans, tax collectors. They were Jewish people that worked for the Romans. Rome occupied the region. So the Jews, some of them, these publicans, the tax collectors, they worked for the Romans. And they were hated by the Jews because they were considered to be traitors. They were Jewish, and they were working for Roman government, collecting from their own people taxes for Roman government. And to make things worse, nobody likes to pay taxes, but everyone knows that they have to, we have to. We don't pay him gladly, but we pay him. But the publicans, many of them, would collect more than they needed to collect. They would collect whatever they wanted to. They had nothing written where they can say, this is how much you have to pay. They would just demand so much money, and people had to pay. They would give to the Roman government what they needed, what they wanted. The rest, they would pocket. They would keep. That's the reason, that's how he became rich. And many publicans. So that's the reason they were hated by the Jews. Especially this man, he was the chief among the publicans. Very high rank. But not in the eyes of the Jewish people. So he was considered to be outcast by the Jews. And he says he was rich, but he wanted to see Jesus. He had a desire. I'm not really sure how much he knew about him. He heard about him. He heard about his miracles, good deeds, love, compassion, that Jesus had. So he wanted to see him. He says he sought to see Jesus, who he was. Perhaps in the beginning, in his mind, was just to see him. He said that he could not from the press. There was a lot of people. Many people were going to Jerusalem, probably at that time, for the Passover. There were so many people, he could not see him. He says that he was short. He was a short man. So from all the people, he just could not get a glimpse of him. He could not see him. So he decided, he said that he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him. Now we all know, to climb a tree, the kids climb trees. Children do. Adults don't really climb trees, unless they need to cut branches or something. But it was humiliating for him, a chief publican, the high rank, to climb a tree. But that did not bother him. He wanted to see Jesus, whichever way possible. He was eager and ready to see who Jesus was. So he climbed up to sycamore. You know that sycamore tree that was there at that time? That tree was planted for this purpose long time ago. It was planted there for Zacchaeus to climb up on top to see Jesus. It says that for he was to pass that way. Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, and that's where he was to go by, right next to the tree. So he figured if he climbs up on the tree, he will be able to see him, to see that great prophet, the great man, to see who he really was. Now, Jesus, it says, came up to that place and he looked up. Did he look up because he saw someone on a tree? No, he saw his heart. And he even calls him by his name that they never met before. And he says, Zacchaeus, make haste, hurry up, come down. For today I must abide at thy house. Jesus knew him, saw him before he even climbed the tree. We know the story of Nathanael when he was called, and Jesus said, here's a man in whom there's no guile. And Nathanael says, how do you know me? Jesus said, I saw you under the fig tree. God sees everything, knows everything. There is nothing hidden. Jesus sees the heart of Zacchaeus, just like he saw the heart of Nathanael. He knows us also. He knows whether we have the zeal, whether we have desire to see Jesus. Whether we have desire to hear Jesus, do we have a desire to read from his blessed word? Do we have a desire to listen and to accept God's great salvation? Make haste, hurry up, and come down. This could have two meanings. Come down from the tree so we can talk. And come down, humble yourself. Come down, lower yourself. For today I must abide at thy house. Jesus is inviting himself to be a guest at Zacchaeus, at this chief publican, chief sinner. And he said, and he made haste, really fast, came down, and he received him joyfully, with great joy. He must have had a great joy. He's up on the tree just to look at him, to see who he was. He's rejected by the whole Jewish nation, if you will. Nobody likes tax collectors, especially him being the chief rich man that took money from regular people. He's an outcast. And here Jesus calls him, says, I want to be in your house. So naturally, he will receive him joyfully, with glad joy. Now, there were some people that were not so joyful. And when they saw it, these are the Pharisees, the Sadducees, perhaps, the lawyers, the scribes, those that said in Luke chapter 5 that we read, they all murmured, they were complained. Why would this great prophet, who claims to be Son of God in their eyes, visit the worst sinner ever? Not just talk to him, but be in his house and have a meal at his house. So when they saw this, they all murmured, all of them. And they said that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Zacchaeus didn't care what they said. Jesus didn't care what they said. Zacchaeus here, this publican, is ready to repent, to do the restitution, to restore things that he has stolen. He's ready to have a change of heart, change of mind. He is ready to repent. He is ready to become the disciple of Jesus. It says that he stood and said unto the Lord, behold, look, Lord. He calls him Lord. Now he is his Lord. He said, the half of my goods I give to the poor. Now let's just imagine all of us. Let's say we have a house that's worth perhaps $300,000 or so, and all of a sudden we decide to sell and give half to the poor. How many of us would do that? That's a lot of money. It doesn't matter how much we have, what we have, doesn't matter how much our house costs, half goes. We would have to sell it and give it. Whatever we have, he says, half of my goods I give to the poor. He did not say, I might, I should, I will think about it. The half of my goods I give to the poor. And that's not the end of it. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, which probably did, he was ready for that too. And not only to give back what he has taken, he says, I restore him fourfold. That's according to the old law. If you would take a sheep from someone, you would have to give four back. That's a lot. From being rich in physical sense, he became poor, and yet he became rich in spiritual sense. Spiritually, he became very, very rich, richer than he ever was. You know, an interesting thing is that I found out his name, Zacchaeus, means pure, innocent. And he was anything but pure or innocent in the beginning. When he converted, that's when he became Zacchaeus. That's when he became pure and innocent. Until then, he wasn't. But he was ready to do restitution. He was ready to change his life around, whatever it would cost him. The Word of God is free. The gospel is free, but it will cost you something, my dear friend, to become his disciple. It will cost your life, your old life. Just like Matthew, he says that he left all, not some things. He did not just leave early from work and keep that job. He left all and followed him. We would not have the gospel according to St. Matthew if he did not leave everything and follow Jesus. He became one of his great disciples. So this man here, he was so happy that Jesus accepted him, that Jesus had mercy upon him. He was ready to give up everything, give him half of what he owned and restore someone fourfold. That's almost giving everything that he had. But he was ready for God's salvation, for the salvation. Now Jesus said unto him, he says, this day is salvation come to this house. Not just to him, but to the whole household. For as much as he also is the son of Abraham. Now, the Jewish did not consider him to be a son of Abraham, since he was a great sinner. But Jesus calls him a son of Abraham. Someone that has faith, that has hope, that has love. We all know about Abraham. He was a father of faith. He really, truly believed in God. And yet his father, Abraham's father, was an idol worshiper. He did not learn from his parents who God was. Where did he get that faith? By seeing things around him, seeing God at work. He knew that someone had to create all this. That's why God spoke to him, and he believed. God told him he will have a son, and we all know the story. He was so old that it was impossible for him and his wife to have children. And yet he believed. That's true faith, when you know that something that cannot happen, and you believe that it will happen. So Jesus calls this man that was a sinner who converted, became one of his disciples. He calls him a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man, he speaks now for himself, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Zacchaeus was truly lost. He only knew what he learned. He only knew how to collect taxes, collect money, give to the Romans, keep the rest, become rich. That's all he knew. And yet he realized that he lacked something great. His life was, he was rich. He says he was rich. And yet he realized that he was very, very poor, that he lacked something greater than the money that he had. You know, Jesus did not say in the beginning, or Luke that writes here, he says, speaks about Zacchaeus, he says, which was chief among the publicans. It does not say, but he was rich. It's not a sin to be rich. If God blesses someone to be well off, that's great. There were many people throughout the Bible that were rich, that were well off. God blessed them, and that's fine. And that's good. long as the riches of this world is not holding us back. And long as we are ready to help those that are in need. You know, there are many different levels of being rich. There are people that are well off. There are people you call them rich. There are people that you call very rich. And then there are people you call filthy rich. That's the kind that we should not be. Filthy rich means like Zacchaeus right here. He was filthy rich because he was getting the money by taking it, stealing it from people. It seems like that was known to the Jewish people. It wasn't something that he only did. It seems like all the publicans, because they were able to, so they had the greed. They were greedy, so they would just naturally take extra, and nobody would check them, nobody would question them, and they would pocket it. So he was filthy rich. And yet he realized that that did not give him any satisfaction. That did not give him any joy. The true joy that he wanted is to be with Jesus. To have salvation, to be pure, to be innocent. To be loved, not by Jewish people, but by Jesus and God. That was his desire. And you know, he had such a great zeal, and he was eager to do whatever it takes to become Jesus' disciple. My dear friends, you might not be rich, but you do have something that's holding you back. When Jesus calls you, when he asks you to come down, because he wants to abide with you, he wants to be with you in your house. Today, he says, like he told Zacchaeus, today I must abide at thy house. Not one day, soon perhaps. Whenever you're ready, no, today. Even the word of God says, today when you hear God's word, don't harden your heart. Today. You know, there are 2 days in a year that nothing can be done. One's called yesterday, and one day is called tomorrow. Nothing can be done. But today is the day. Today, when we all hear the word of God, let's accept it gladly, joyfully, just like Zacchaeus. Today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, today. Hope and pray that even these few words that I was able to speak, that it would find room within our heart. And I speak to myself. Speak to myself first, that I would always listen and read and ask God in my prayer to help me, as we all do. We always, when we pray, we ask God to help us in our need, where we have great needs. To help us, to give us strength so that we can prosper, so that we would not go astray, that we would stay on this narrow and yet righteous path that leads to everlasting life. That is our prayer. That we should continue to pray to our Heavenly Father to always be with us and protect us and watch over us and guide us, lead us, and admonish us. We need to be admonished on a daily basis. We all do. May God bless his holy word within our hearts. Amen.